Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Nostalgic for Marcos the Elder. On Wednesday, April 24th, a motley group of Filipino citizens issued a manifesto expressing their vehement opposition to a war in Asia that could arise from the anti-China military coalition among the United States, Japan, and the Philippines. I was among those asked to endorse the manifesto, and I was happy to endorse it. At my age, I am 84, I have no high expectations of surviving an Asian war, should one break out, neither do I see myself joining any anti-war protest marches in the days ahead. But I thought it's a grave moral duty to our countrymen, especially the young. I was a young toddler when the Japanese invaded the Philippines. Although I have no actual recollection of the famous death march from Bataan to Cabanatuan, and U.S. General Douglas MacArthur and President Manuel L. Quezon fleeing to the U.S. via Australia after the fall of Bataan and Corregidor, I had two teenage brothers who joined the local guerrillas as runners, and my mother had to risk life and limb to convince their captain to release them for being minors. As a child, my most brutal memory of the war was of some Japanese soldiers being hunted and hogtied by their captors in my own village after MacArthur returned to liberate the Philippines. To this day, the bloody memory of that war never left my mind. Because of it, I could never imagine our country going to war ever again with any foreign power. I would not want any Filipino child to go through what we experienced before. For this reason, I have a lasting nostalgia for the late President Ferdinand Edralin Marcos, whatever his faults were, because of his courage and determination to try to keep his country uninvolved in other people's wars. From the very beginning, his American patrons had wanted to involve Marcos in the Vietnam War, but he resisted all such enticements. At the beginning of that war, U.S. President Lyndon Johnson prevailed upon Marcos to host a summit of the Vietnam War allies in Manila. I was then a young newspaperman for the French news agency, Agence France-Presse, and I covered the meeting. It was attended by Johnson, Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt, South Korean President Park Chung-hee, New Zealand Prime Minister Keith Holyoke, Thai Prime Minister Thanom Kittikachorn, Vietnamese Chairman Nguyen Van Thieu, and Prime Minister Nguyen Kinh Khai, and Marcos. Johnson dominated the meeting and virtually bullied everybody into committing to send combat troops to Vietnam. But he could not convince Marcos to do the same. Without saying anything, Johnson pushed a small piece of paper on the table to Marcos. Marcos read it and rolled it into a ball, put it inside a matchbox, then tossed the box into an ashtray close to Johnson. Marcos then announced that the Philippines would send a civic action group to Vietnam, but no combatants. This was an extreme disappointment to Johnson, but Marcos made it abundantly clear it was not subject to negotiations. The Filipinos had fought the Americans in the Philippine-American War of 1899, fought the Japanese shoulder to shoulder with the Americans in Bataan and Corregidor, and finally against the Communists in the Korean War, but never anywhere else. Marcos decided the Filipinos would not go to war against fellow Asians. Thus in Vietnam, the contingent known as Philcag served in Tay Ninh, attending to the physical needs of the Vietnamese war victims and earning a reputation for their warm humanitarianism. The late former President Fidel Ramos, he was an army major then, and his future aide Brigadier General Jose Almonte built a record of good works there. The Philcag volunteers became known to the North Vietnamese as Number 1, and their camp was never subjected to enemy fire. An old foreign correspondent friend, Ian Ward of the London Daily Telegraph, once narrated that he once bunked with Ramos at his base and had one of his most restful evenings covering the war. Like the Philippines and China, the Philippines and Vietnam have conflicting maritime claims in the South China Sea, but these have never affected their excellent relations. And it was all because Marcos decided no Filipino soldier shall ever shoot at another Asian. Vietnam won the war largely because of the anti-war protest movement waged by American protesters inside the U.S. and beyond. It became the only Asian developing country to defeat two world powers in war, the French in Indochina in 1954 and the U.S. in 1975. In 1998, I joined President Joseph Ejercito Arap Estrada on his official visit to Hanoi. While visiting the humble former abode of the great North Vietnamese leader Ho Chi Minh in an unassuming section of Hanoi, some members of the presidential party wondered where they could possibly go and see the huge military-industrial complex that might explain how Vietnam was able to defeat the French and the Americans in war. I volunteered to my curious colleagues that Vietnam's unimaginable power was to be found not in extensive weapons laboratories, military sites, related infrastructure and weapons of mass destruction, but in the spirit of the Vietnamese people themselves who were all willing to sacrifice everything for their homeland and their fellow countrymen. When can we ever become like them? This was the real question. And it is one of the primary thoughts that now come to mind as I express the hope that the peace movement we launched today could eventually turn back the tide of violence and war that threatens to engulf the whole of humanity in our troubled times. Fstott@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.